Heflin here in Audubon at the Farm Service Agency, bringing you this week's USDA report. Today I want to start out visiting with the area livestock producers about the Livestock Indemnity Program, commonly known as LIP. And due to the recent heat, if you have incurred some death losses due to that heat, you may be eligible for FSA's Livestock Indemnity Program benefits. You should report that to FSA, filing a notification of loss within 30 days after that death event. Really, you should report it as soon as possible, but you do have 30 days. You can do that as simply as just picking up the phone and letting us know. You will also then need to be able to provide adequate documentation of the livestock that was lost and documentation of the losses due to normal mortality for 2011, as this program is based upon the total livestock lost for the year. So this includes providing acceptable proof of death and disposal, as well as verifiable inventory documentation. Best thing you can do is give the FSA County office here in Audubon or Atlantic a call if this affects you and you want more information, so we can just talk with you one-on-one. So you can also learn more about the LIP program as well as any other FSA programs online at www.fsa.usda.gov. Well, the managed hay and grazing is available again now that the primary nesting season is past us. And so eligible CRP acres are eligible to be hayed or grazed through September 30th. Producers must request this permission to hay or graze these acres after FSA office prior to the activity beginning. And a 25% annual rental payment reduction does apply to the acres that actually are hayed or grazed. If you're interested in either one of these options, contact your FSA office here in Audubon or in Atlantic. Another item worth mentioning is that many FSA programs will allow payments to be made to heirs or successors when a program participant passes away during the year. Contract agreements such as CRP and DCP must be revised to reflect the successors for a deceased participant's interest. It is possible to change this until September 30th. After that date, then no more changes can be made for 2011. So therefore, it's important that FSA be notified of any changes as soon as possible so we can verify the continued eligibility of the program benefits. This applies to individuals as well as entities. So if you have a corporation or trust, et cetera, and there's been a structural change, you need to make us aware of that. Benefits from FSA are reported to the IRS, so maintaining current and accurate records is vital to ensuring that the payments are issued properly and reported correctly. Again, all changes need to be done by September 30th of 2011. So just pick up your phone and call your FSA office. Along with this is a reminder, remember to notify FSA if you have changed banks or will be changing banks prior to the payments being made in October so that we can get your payments into the correct accounts. This can also include any address changes so we can get the transaction statements to you correctly. So changes are very important to keep your FSA posted with. In closing today, I'd like to remind everyone that the T-Bone Day celebration begins today in Audubon with various activities through the weekend, including a parade on Saturday. Also, the cattle sale will be held next Tuesday at the Anita Livestock Auction beginning at 9 o'clock, with area cattle feeders participating supplying the livestock. We hope everyone has a chance to come out and help celebrate this annual event, enjoy the fun with this great tradition. For today, this has been Denny Heflin with this week's USDA report. Have a great week. Thank you very much for listening.